three times my mind. I worry, I throw my fear around. But this morning, there's a calm I can't explain. Rock candy's melted, only diamonds now remain.
There it is. All right, Jay. Running the backboard for us tonight is Jay Fuller, everyone. Big round of applause for Jay Fuller. leave it to Jay to clap for himself. Jack Johnson or Jason Mraz?
John Mayer.
Oh, we have a winner.
Nikki got it right on the first one. I'm like, nah, that didn't sound like him.
It's deeper John Mayer. It's not one we have heard really since about whatever year it came out,
They burned through his songs faster than
he year did that come out?
Girlfriends.
What year did John Mayer's Clarity come out?
2003. Yeah, there you go. Right under the microphone. So it's 7 o'clock. It is Tuesday evening, technically. And it's time for Josh and Round. I am your host, Joshua Lawler. With me tonight is Jay Fuller, as aforementioned, and Nikki.
What's up?
May or may not include your last name. That's up for you to decide. And maybe you want to maintain a certain a level of anonymity.
Yeah. How's it going, Nikki? No last name.
What's up?
So, if that was really your name, you would have two middle names. A name would be your last name, and no last would be your two middle names.
Oh, that'd be awkward.
Kind of like the late great 41st president, George Herbert.
Like Sherbert.
George Herbert. What was the George W?
Herbert Sherbert Walker Bush.
Walker.
That's mm-hmm. it. Man, so, with four names.
On a side note, and then I'll shut up because certain co-producer has told me that I interject into your show too much. Well, and then she left just in time for me to interject into your show. So I did this.
Cats away,
this
dogs away.
Huge presidential project in like seventh grade. Like
oh, really?
The greatest thing. That's like all I remember about seventh grade. That and girls. But anyway.
Okay. The life of
Jay Fuller. This huge presidential project. And all I remember about it is like, and I think it was president number 7. Does anybody remember president number 7?
I'm terrible. No.
Martin Van Allen Van Buren.
Oof.
But it was actually Martin Maria Goes Hose Van Allen Van Buren or something like that. It was crazy. It was like 7 names.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it did crazy stuff back then.
Who knows? Maybe more names meant you were more important back then.
That didn't get marked down, so it must have been accurate.
Gosh. I know that is kind of a weird side note. I remember doing a similar report, but ours were on states in the 5th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I randomly chose Texas to be the state that I did research on. And to this day, I remember that Texas has the right and the ability to vote to become 5 different states at any given election. So enough people say, hey, we want to vote to split the state of Texas into smaller states. They can do it at any given election.
Fun facts, Joshua.
Yeah, right. Fun facts indeed.
So then we'll have Texas, we'll have Yellow Rose, and we'll have Of.
Yes. Yes.
I don't get that.
I don't either, but that's okay.
There's a song called The Yellow Rose of Texas. Never mind.
Sorry, Jay. Not that we don't appreciate it. I just don't know it. Let's see. What else?
Don't make
me
use YouTube back here.
Don't do that again. Did I ever tell you about the time you played Flight of the Conchords? We did this kind of skit where there was a reference that I didn't know, and you played it. And I had someone come to me later.
Picked right up.
In the week.
That was all they heard, yeah.
Yeah, they're that's like, all they heard. And they're like, there
this
was like
is so stupid. I'm going to move right on to country.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened. Anyways, so we may never see her again.
Hey, I heard Carrie Underwood play this weekend on here.
No.
That, yes.
Jay.
That must be one we forgot to cover up.
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything.
You shouldn't have, because it's going to be searched for and squatted in a matter of 10 minutes.
No, I saw it, and I let it play.
All right.
Good for you. So,
that was some country twang there, Nikki. Working. Try that again. All right.
All right.
All right.
Wait, all right. I called you because we went to go get something to eat earlier, and I wanted to
did our entire show over food somewhere.
We really did. I hate that Melissa left because then we could rehash a bunch of that. But I called you, and we all got to laughing because I told them about it. You said, no, I'm still in Haintsville. And so then I told them, I'm like, nope, she's still in Haintsville.
I said that?
Yes, you said that. Oh, my gosh. I'm in Haintsville.
I don't say it.
Yeah, it's exactly how you sound. Most people right now can't tell if it was you or me talking. Because it was probably you talking.
Internal memo. Hansel. Okay. You only worked for like a year to get her up here. Let's not run her off on the second show.
So. Nikki's not going to disappear.
No. Thought you had a deep voice.
No. No, maybe so. It's cold season, right? That being said, the only way that you can tell who's talking and who's not talking is if you're watching our Facebook live stream. We are live on Facebook right now. If you can hear the sound of my voice and would rather see the side of my wonderful face, then search Coleman's Live 95.5 on Facebook, and we're out there and we're broadcasting all of our shows as if you were a fly on the wall. That's exactly what this looks like tonight, and we're having a good time doing that. But
never really taken that perspective, but yeah. Oh. Just like a fly on the wall.
The camera. Yeah. I just saw that come up in the feed. You waved to the camera. It looks like my wife is at home listening to my show.
So, hi, wife.
So what's good? Family back at the house. So, anyways, I got a handful of things to talk about. We may or may not talk about any of those. If you've got ideas on what to talk about, or you want to talk about the things that we're talking about, the telephone number to talk to us about the things we're talking about, 256-737-9505. You can get in touch with yours truly, Josh Lawler, on live. Hey, that was my radio voice. I love doing that. I do it all the time. My wife was glad that I got a radio job because then I could stop doing it around her and just save it for the radio. But yeah, she said hi. Hi, Christina. Anyhow, we touched on the George H.W. Bush stuff. Avid golfer. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Golf Channel did this big, huge, because that's what I was watching over the weekend, Tiger Woods' tournament, the Hero World Challenge, was this last weekend. But Golf Channel did a huge, big segment on the 41st president and his role he played in golf and how much he loved it, and had a ton of footage because undoubtedly he played in a lot of pro-am tournaments after he was president. But we touched on that already. So moving on, the next massive news before we get into meaningless stuff that's just my opinion. Massive news, if you're out there and you like ground beef, there's been a recall on more than 12 million pounds of ground beef. Yep.
It's a lot of beef.
You need to, it is a lot of beef. And we've got beef with the beef.
What's for dinner.
Yeah. You need to go, you need to go out there. 6.9 million pounds of it was recalled 2 months ago, for contamination of salmonella. It's disgusting just to think on how much this probably, touches anyone and everyone. So, you know, if you've got any of it in your freezer or any of it in your refrigerator, you need to go out and Google this and check to see what's up.
Because, I mean, let's face it. You already couldn't have lettuce. You know, they already threw that out a month ago. So.
Yeah.
And now you can't have meat either.
If you're feeding anyone romaine lettuce, like you're attempted murdering, you know,
your rabbit or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so beef's out. I think this is a ploy by,
at least chocolate
by the vegans. I think that's what this is.
PETA.
Yeah. Right.
Reese's peanut butter cups for life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. There's somebody, and I'm going to Google that, but there's somebody that a doctor, believe it or not, recommends the Snickers diet because it's got enough calories in it to fit a whole meal. And it covers enough nutrients you could live off of it, the whole nine yards. But yeah, the whole thing you do is you eat only Snickers for a couple of meals, I think.
I'd die.
Yeah.
I don't like Snickers.
Let's see. I'm looking for it.
Reese's Snickers every day.
Yeah. No, I'm down with some Reese's. You want to start a fight at my house, have someone get a shareable size package of Reese cups and not share them the way that they ought to be shared, and we've got problems.
Yeah, I the Haintsville parade was this weekend.
Yes,
and you know they're throwing out normal candy, and all of a sudden I see one truck go by Reese's Trees.
Mm-hmm.
I ran out there in the road.
This is getting parents up off the sidewalk, right? That's the kind of interaction that you want, for sure.
So at my house, I got a whole box of Kit Kats one year for Christmas, and that was just awesome. And then they decided that they were going to play hide-and-go-seek with the Kit Kats.
Oh, no.
This was 5 years. I'm still finding these in my house.
Gross.
5 years later.
5 years later.
I'm not eating them.
Good man. Good man. Mm. Okay, so it comes down to, it's a king size Snickers, has 440 calories, right? So that three times a day is right at your 1200 calorie recommended limit. Spoiler alert, almost everyone goes past that. So more than likely, if you stuck to just three Snickers a day, you would lose some weight. 20 grams of fat.
You should try it.
48 grams of carbs. And 8 grams of protein. So that, I mean,
the nuts are in there.
That three times a day, yeah, probably really bad for your cholesterol, but that three times a day may actually work.
I'd like to try the Three Musketeers diet.
No, I don't think that's a thing. Weird. Yeah, using the standard daily values based on a 2,000 calorie diet, that is 2,200, 100 grams of fat, and 200, yeah. You have to agree that it's really close. I mean, looking at all the math that this person has posted online, you can Google it and find the same thing that I found. Why not, right?
Sure.
And who doesn't love chocolate three times a day? Okay. But that's all you could eat. Now, Snickers was like my rescue candy bar, but I didn't eat it for fun. Like, I never went to the store and said, you know what I really want? A Snickers. Christina commented about the Reese's not being shared, and it said, you didn't tell me it was for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you how much we love Reese's Cups. But yeah, like if I had my sugar bottomed out or something, like there was always a spare Reese's in my backpack or something in case of emergency, but I never ate it because I liked it. It was Kit Kats or it was Reese's Cups. Right? Anyhow, I don't know how we got from
George Bush to...
to Reese's Snickers. What there was bad ground beef somewhere between the here and there. Who knows?
That's how normal conversations with us go.
It really is. And for some reason, once a week, we subdue everyone to listen to this. And I apologize for that. But until the Geneva Convention. Wow. I'm smelling toast. Let's move on to the next thing. Let's move right on through. You can laugh out loud. Like, laughing out loud
is... No, because I'm a loud laugher, and I don't want to be next to the microphone.
That's why we have Jay in the back, is so he can adjust levels. And so if you're too loud, he'll turn you down, and then he'll turn you back up. Jay's a madman on the mic back there, for sure. So there's this tweet that went out last week, or maybe last weekend. Anyhow. And it was about the McAllisters from Home Alone, okay. Right? And people are finally starting to ask some questions about Home Alone. Now, how many years has it been? Like, it didn't say in the article, but it's been a very long time.
Like early 90s?
Yeah. So you're looking at almost 30 years. Oh yeah. That hurts everyone. That hurts everyone. Almost 30 years. And people just did not notice these things. Like, okay, so the house is massive,
mm-hmm.
Right? Which obviously is built because they wanted more scenes in the movie, more antics kind of thing. But at the same time, you're like, okay, his family's just huge. That's fine. What did his dad do to afford that house and then take them all to Paris?
No joke.
You know, nine people to Paris.
Yeah,
right?
Afford that electricity bill. Yeah.
So how did he buy the house, let alone carry everyone? And then you start looking, they had a ton of ornaments, I mean, lights outside, huge decorations on the inside, to the point to their whole house is green and red.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the tweets that are really viral right now have come to be so popular, is because they're like screenshots from the movie, and it's like everything is green, white, and red inside the house. The furniture is that way. The wallpaper, the walls are painted green.
Mm-hmm.
The landline telephone she picks up and answers at one point in the movie is solid green.
Okay.
Yeah, like everything is Christmas oriented, and so everyone's like, why? Do they celebrate Christmas year round? Do they just love this? Do they do Christmas in reverse? where...
What is the backstory?
Who knows? Like, people want answers. But it's just silly because people are like, okay, they clearly celebrate Christmas 360 days, and then spend the actual Christmas holidays 5 days in Tokyo in a sensory deprivation tank. Right?
I had no idea where you were going with that.
It's Twitter. No one knows where we're going with it at all. But if you want to Google some of these, whoever Claire Riley is, she's the one that's kind of started all of this, and then Twitter ran with it. A lot of good things on the internet are because Twitter ran with something, mm-hmm. Twitter or Reddit. But at the same time, like, anybody could walk into, maybe not our house was green and red and white everywhere, but you would think, like, why do these people go all out for the holidays? Why do these people go all out for decorating? And it got me thinking, like, why do we go out decorating for anything? Why?
I can't answer that. No idea. It's just fun. It's festive.
But why do we decorate our houses? Like, I don't get that. So the
this
whole
is not psychology.
No,
radio.
That's what this has turned into. This is 100% what. So, and maybe Jay knows a little bit more because he sits around for the Life Talk Live guys. Maybe he's observed a little bit of their show and can tell me why. But like, I know the original Saturnalia, however you pronounce it, is pagan. Is what it comes down to. Was in order to preserve a tree for the next summer, you would bring one into the house, right? This was before Christmas was merged into this, and so that makes sense. That I completely understand why we still put a tree in the house, but why? Where did we get lights?
Because some woman wanted to make it pretty.
You know what? Where did we get lights on our house for that? You know. I'm confused, but it's got to play on the human psyche somehow, some way.
Probably.
I have no official theories on this, but this is what I came up with. You know, the shortest day of the year is December 21st, so it's no coincidence that Christmas is December 25th. Is what I think.
Really?
In terms of, you know, why we artificially light everything up because it's so freaking dark.
Ooh, I like that idea. Yeah, they probably were it started with like a bunch of candles.
Yes.
And then we just said, you know what, let's do lights because lights.
And that's very true because even, you know, going back as far as I can remember, we would all meet in the Baptist church and do the candlelight service, you know, mm-hmm. silent night, raise the candle up, lower the candle.
Go home and eat more ham.
Amen.
America, eagles fly overhead, and yeah.
I mean, it's certainly got a religious aspect to it, but I mean, there's no coincidence in my mind that, you know, Christmas is, and it's really, I hate to say it, it's the most depressing time of the year. There's no light outside.
No,
it's,
it really
like,
is.
Ugh, gosh, I wish the days would get longer.
So is that how it is in Alaska?
So
yeah, Alaska's dark for like 3 months this time of year.
Yeah. So do they light everything up?
I don't know. I would guess so. I think they would have to just to survive.
So do their electric bills cost more because they've got the Christmas lights on so much longer?
No, I can only imagine the amount of heat they have to pump through their houses all year round. Like, the lights don't play that much into it.
Well, if we want to dive a little deeper on this, I'm sure y'all have seen the changes in downtown Coleman this year.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love it.
And that kind of was a little mind-blowing, but then, of course, I had to logically try to figure out, how did we do this? Not one person owns all those buildings. What did we do? Who's paying for this? You know, and I couldn't figure any of it out, but it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe,
I don't know how it happened. Was it, you know, some individual, you know, civic group in Coleman? Was it Coleman Parks and Recreation and Sports Tourism? Where did sports tourism come from?
I don't know.
That's probably a new addition this year, I think.
Yeah, but probably the same place that I come up with Coleman's Live Sports Radio.
Intergalactic Sports
Radio. There you go. Now, maybe
next year it will be Coleman Sports Tourism, Van Buren, Dan Martin.
Now, I don't come through the middle of the town very often. What am I missing? Undoubtedly, I've not seen.
You need to drive home through the middle of town tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
The buildings have lights on them.
Like
the same lights,
yeah,
like all the way down, like five city blocks or more.
It's fascinating
because after they lit the tree over by City Hall, like a lot of those buildings are lit now too.
Oh, I haven't been over there.
It's lit, fam.
Yeah.
My other job besides running a radio station is driving back and forth in this town nonstop 5 days a week. Actually, 7 days a week. So yeah.
Okay. No, I will do that. I will take the long way home just to check that out. I know y'all started in on this. I'm like, oh, you know, like the new light poles that are going up. Yeah, right. Not necessarily Christmas festive, but, you know, shedding a little bit more light on coming. I noticed those because those you can see in the daytime.
And I want them to arch the lights over from building to building.
Like, oh, that would be cool. You want like Vegas Strip on 39.
No, not that big.
Where they put like
hey, girl, LED. We already got a pool hall. We're halfway there.
Yeah, right. That's I used to know people.
Girls, Christmas, just like dainty.
Oh yeah. What was the name of their town?
Stars Hollow.
That's right. Of course, you know that. I watched a lot of that growing up. I had two sisters that loved that show, and so I accidentally wound up really liking a lot of it. But
taking you to break.
Listen to that with some Christmas music. I like that. Yeah, you know, we play a little bit of.
That's going to, like, so distract you now. Like, I know. I don't know what to do now.
It may have been you started this way earlier.
Reindeer in my headlights.
Oh, yeah. Grandma got run over. Oh, that's a great side thing. When we come back.
We have that one, too.
When we come back, we will talk about how old Christmas music really is.
Okay.
When we return.
I have no idea.
Thanks for listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
If you are like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out Self-Storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com, or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Do you love Live 95? Do you love Christmas music? Do you need a last-minute tax write-off? Live 95 is looking for sponsors for our week of Christmas music, beginning Tuesday, December 18th and ending December 25th. You can sponsor an entire hour for $75. We can record your Christmas message, or you can send us your own personal message of tidings and joy. Email us at studio@live95coleman.com or visit our website at live95coleman.com, and we'll work with you to plan your hour of music. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from our family to yours at Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Thank you.
And we're back listening to the wonderful sounds of Christmas music as we get closer to Christmas.
So we don't overwhelm everybody with it. We just we sprinkle it in a little bit here and there, all the way up till like a week before, and then we go all out.
Yep. Yeah, we go all out. That being said, we've got, what, 3 weeks until Christmas?
That sounds about right, yeah.
If you're an insomniac, you've got more sleeps until Christmas.
Yeah.
So, no, before we went to break, Jay let us in with some of that Christmas music, reminded me. There were some people at work that were after me. They're like, change the music kind of thing, because that's in my back corner, so I change music for people that plays throughout the building, and they're, I'm like, you know, okay, fine, I'll give way. So we change music. And
you know what's even crazier about that? You probably get paid more for changing the music there than you get for paying and playing music at a radio station.
You know, I never thought about making that joke. I should have. They would have really enjoyed that.
Really sad, man.
Because, I mean, I still am not going to talk about who that is or where I call home 9 to 5 every day. But they now know. But
here's a hint to everyone listening. We all pretty much call a 9 to 5 home somewhere.
This is our everyone's second job. But they all now know that I do this on the side. And that was not a thing earlier this year. No, yeah. When I first started here, I'm like, you know, I'm going to keep it super secret, and I'm just going to be Josh, and it's going to be, you know, forever.
No last name Josh.
No last name Josh. And then we're like, oh, we want to print your name on radio stuff now, so can we use your last name? And I'm like, yes, do it. Do it quickly. But so I changed the music for them, and then somebody come past me and said, hey, is there a way that you can update the Christmas music to have some new stuff, because this is all old stuff? And I'm like, lady, like, this is like all Christmas music is old. Like, I don't know. Her quote was that it was from like the 20s or the 30s. I'm like, well, I hate to break it to you, but there hasn't really been any new development in Christmas music.
There is. There's like hip hop Christmas music.
What do you mean?
Oh. It's awful.
Okay.
Like, today I was listening to Christmas music and Beyonce came on. And it was like...
But what is she singing? Like, is it something she wrote?
No.
Is it new, or is it just her version of an old song?
It's her version of an old song.
It's all the old stuff, right? So I think we talked about this a little bit at work after I shared this story, because you couldn't not talk about this. I think Snoop Dogg had a Christmas album, and Lynyrd Skynyrd had a Christmas album. And there's all these people that have done, a lot of country stars do Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But like, no one has written anything new that's been a must have. Okay, so.
There are a few newer tracks out there, but they are like under 10, in my opinion.
Yeah, like they're not breaking probably even the top 20 of. You go far enough back, 2005. By the way, it's 14 years ago.
I'm sampling one for you right now.
Go ahead. All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. Like, that's your only must-have in the last 20 years. What did you say this was?
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
I don't know.
Who is this? Three ships come
sailing in. This sounds a lot like a Christmas song. Is this an original Christmas song?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think this is traditional, now that I think about it.
Who?
This is Sting.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
We've got all kinds of stuff. You just have to really tune in there that week before when we let it all out.
To be what, adult alternative? Is that what we technically are?
We can't fit in a category, man.
Yeah, well, that was my point. I'm like, we've got a lot of everything. Really. And if I can ever
find, want more.
Yeah.
I'm never satisfied.
We all really do. I think anybody that loves music that much. But really, I'm surfing through like some of the more popular Christmas songs in the United States. And like, years are coming up. 1963, 1925,
right, here you go.
92.
I like it already.
A little bluesy. I like it.
I don't even. I know the band. I'm just not sure if we play any of their stuff.
Oh, I know this. Who is this?
This is not a traditional song.
Christmas time is here. It's
Oh, this was...
I'm going to feel so stupid when y'all tell me.
Yes, this was our era. Like, this is the music we still like to listen to.
And I hear this voice.
Is this, Sublime?
No.
It's definitely the ska era.
Okay.
So happy to defeat your theory that there's no new Christmas music.
What do you got, Jay?
G Love and Special Sauce.
Oh, I've never heard of them. They sound a lot like, well, like all the other ska music that was popular. No, but they're, I mean, you're not going to catch that on those other radio stations that play nothing but Christmas music since the 1st of November. You're not going to hear that. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those top 40 of Christmas music. Like, all of them are stupid.
That was released in 2008.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's still not new.
Not recent. I was wrong.
Yeah, but it's not like 400 years old like some of the rest of these songs.
I like the Taylor Swift one.
The Mariah Carey thing was not 2005. It was 94. Somebody covered it in 2005. Sorry. The Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, the Christmas one that she did her version of.
But it was still an old song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that one was old enough that Facebook Live did not recognize it as a copyrighted tune.
It's like, well, that wasn't really popular enough that we're going to charge you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just all sorts of stuff. But I can count on one hand any of the songs on this list that show up within the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just scrolling through. But, I mean, it was a funny thought. Oh, wow. Barry Manilow. Hadn't thought about him in a while. It was just a funny thought because I told her as she was walking away, I'm like, yeah, if it's not sung by Bing Crosby, like, it didn't make it at the Christmas time, right? Bing Crosby seemed, and Mariah Carey have a chokehold on Christmas music for sure. And for some reason, despite the fact that I was 3 years old when Mariah Carey dropped All I Want for Christmas Is You, everyone still sings it. Everyone.
Yeah. You know? That's like one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yes. I can't stand her.
I liked early 2000s or late 90s Mariah Carey, but her recent stuff sucks. That's a heavily opinionated statement from Josh and not necessarily the thoughts and opinions of Live 95 staff for management. Because, you know, who knows, one day radio business might get real tough and we may change our format to hip-hop.
Well...
Right, Jay?
I mean, no way in hell. Why we're discussing, like, how some music just reaches out and grabs you. Like, I heard a song earlier today that I have not heard in a while. It was on our station.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm trying to remember what it is now.
A song you heard today.
Yes.
And it was Christmas-oriented?
No.
This is just a random song. I'm probably not helping you trying to remember it by talking to you the whole time.
Yeah, probably have to go back and look at our schedule.
Do that. And
while
you're doing that, because I want to come back to music, we can talk about music for years because radio station, it's kind of like there's two types of people that radio stations gather, and it's music lovers and people with narcissistic tendencies that like to talk about themselves. Don't know who the latter group is, because I love music. But Lion King. So you were a huge Disney movie fan growing up, and you've got kids now.
Mm-hmm.
So the new Lion King take is that it's air quotes. What is it? Live action.
Live action.
So they filmed a couple of real lions, and they've filmed a couple of rocks out in Africa or somewhere. Probably the desert. Let's be honest. They probably didn't go all the way to Africa for it. But at the same point, I'm also with the internet that says the live action remake is also still animated because computer.
Yeah.
So they've washed, like, obviously you can't take shot for shot and recreate the movie in live action. You have to change it a little bit and all of the, oh, this is the song that Jay was looking for.
I could not turn this off. I was jamming. And I mean, it's old. I forget what year she came out with this.
Who's she?
But, like, you'll guess in a minute.
Okay.
I mean, I was like, okay, I can't. I mean, I could go back and play it five times on the radio, but I don't know if anybody else would like that. So I'm going off to YouTube going, yeah, I'm just going to play this over and over again.
To satisfy your senses.
All right, this is a...
Good beat, good beat.
Celine Dion.
Way off.
Waiting for Facebook to copyright me here.
No, definitely not. Really.
You'll probably figure that when we get to the chorus.
I don't. It's not country. I don't know. Is it Stevie Nicks?
Close. Got the right sex.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh, I feel awful tonight, but I can't think of anything.
No, I don't.
Like,
I don't
my
know.
Husband's probably like screaming right now.
It's Melissa Etheridge.
It was almost like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, so close.
There's, still have no idea.
And I mean, if she did a song today, it would not sound like this.
Oh, yeah.
Just like if Neil Diamond did a song today, it would not sound like our awesome live version of that song we played.
That song that we play that's Neil Diamond's. We are batting 1,000 tonight.
My husband says Melissa Etheridge.
Of course she does.
I'm not even sure I listen to any other songs about her, but that song rocks, in my opinion. In my opinion only. And I am the station staff in management. So it's all good, and I think that.
Those opinions do reflect thoughts and opinions. No, the Lion King thing kind of irks me because... you know, it's that typical meme from SpongeBob where it's Mr. Krabs looking at the tombstone and it says Lion King and Mr. Krabs' face is covered up by Disney. It's like, do I have to face this grave for money? Of course I do. Right? They had some success with it. I read an article that's kind of partially where I stole
FYI,
this.
Luke Whaley nailed that on Facebook too. He knew that before we did.
That's the husband.
Good. Oh, okay. Although I was reading it on my screen. But So kudos to you.
Now you've given away your last name.
Oh,
so,
there we go.
By the way, Nikki's last name is Whaley. So if you're calling in to guess that one, sorry, prize has been given away. No, they tried that and were successful with it, with Maleficent. Right?
And
it's not the Huntress. It was, what was the name of that one?
Jungle Book.
Yeah.
That one was amazing.
Jungle Book had a person in it, though. That kid was super talented as an actor.
Yeah.
Right? And they've got big names in Lion King. If you watch the first of it, John Oliver is...
James Earl Jones coming back.
Yeah, coming back. Is he the only
Thank
one that's returning?
Gosh, he hasn't died, you know?
Yeah, right. He's voiced a lot of wonderful things through our lifetime and before our lifetime. But now, as far as a voice actor goes, James Earl Jones is like up there for me.
Epitome.
Yeah, yeah. But... I don't know if I'm cool with them digging it up this way, right? Make it to a play, yes, that works, because that's a living, breathing thing of its own. But going live action with this one that's centered no human character whatsoever, is it really even live action at all? So, gosh, they've got, a lot of big names. Beyonce's in this one. I'm kind of yes. I'm kind of
so
about Beyonce. What's her
unpopular opinion?
I don't know. My laptop died, so no IMDb.
I can jump in here for a second. We're talking about voice acting and how long can something go on? How long can The Simpsons go on?
Forever.
I mean,
is it not over?
No, I don't think it is. The news article somewhere, but
that's worth a Google.
I tuned in. And, was like, oh, look, it's a new Simpsons episode. Let's watch it because I haven't done that in like 15 years.
Owned by Disney now.
What? Oh, that's right.
Because
I guess
they
Fox
were Fox.
Sold.
So
oh, how awful.
Disney now owns a crap ton of
Disney
jokes.
And Family Guy, really?
Yeah. Right. Well, a ton of jokes about Disney that like they used Bart Simpson to make a ton of jokes at Disney because like – there's one scene that made it really popular after Disney bought them, and it's like Bart hanging out from like a cargo space in a it's either a plane or a train, and it says, "Look at me, I'm a communist multi-million dollar company," and he's wearing Mickey ears.
So The Simpsons is still running. It's in its 28th season, and by 2019, it will replace Gunsmoke,
as the longest running,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Wow. 635 episodes.
That's crazy. Yeah, so, they'll do them back to back on FX.
Yep, yeah, I've caught that a few times.
It takes whole weekends, you know, back to back to back to get through it. It's insane because I usually like FX, but I'm not a Simpsons fan. So
I don't particularly like it when the TV show that I'm watching tries to influence my political thoughts.
Yes.
Unless I'm doing it intentionally and abusing myself by watching CNN or Fox News.
That is abuse.
That's an exception. But, you know, that was one issue that I had. And then also when I went to Bonnaroo and saw Pearl Jam in concert, and then they decided to disclose to me that I should not vote for Donald Trump. You know, I just had an issue with that, too.
Yeah, that's where I get off.
So, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
I could not leave the arena because there were so many people there, and right. I just enjoyed the music too much. But, yeah, you know, closed my brain for about 30 seconds and said, no, I did not hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the same way with TV shows. Is there still music running in the background, Jay?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing it for sure.
Y'all might be hearing the gospel station next door. It comes into our wiring sometimes.
Oh, wow.
I'm not hearing it back here.
Okay. So. The TV shows, I'm not a huge fan of, and Big Bang got into that. I loved Big Bang Theory for a long time, but they found this rut in the middle where they were trying to knock at the door of political stuff and current events. I think maybe because Chuck Lorre was bouncing around the idea of not doing it anymore, you know, shutting it down, and they were looking for something to fill the gap until they made that decision. But that's pretty much what I did. I'm like, nope, I'm not
the
paying attention
I see
to the fact
it
of
is-
it.
I come to TV to get away from everything.
Yeah, to
I
escape
do not
that world.
Want to hear it. That's why I did not watch Will and Grace, the reboot. Yeah. The very first episode, they made like 5 jokes. I don't care if it's Obama or whoever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter your allegiance. I don't want your opinion.
No.
And from what I understand, they didn't. You know, the next episode after that, they dropped a bunch of it from Will and Grace. But that's hearsay because I didn't watch it when it first aired. I didn't watch it when it re-aired.
Me and my mom used to watch it all the time.
Yeah. I we watch a lot of Golden Girls reruns because my wife loves that. She grew up with her grandmothers. She spent a lot of time with her grandmothers, and of course they watched it. But we watch reruns now.
Feel bad. My grandma watched that all the time, too.
Oh, so. We watch it now.
And that's what I'm saying is we watch it now. My daughter loves it. My almost one-year-old daughter loves the theme song. But they kind of took that political stance of being in the middle, right? So they made fun of all sides, and I think that's really the only way you achieve equality.
Yeah.
Is to make fun of everyone. It's not protecting everyone, it's making fun
just
of everyone.
Roast everyone.
Yeah. It's that age old saying about now I'm gonna forget it.
Golden Girls every day.
It's along the lines of no one's safe until everyone's unsafe or something like that. But pretty much like if you're protecting everyone, you're working entirely too hard. what were they saying on Facebook?
Your wife says in all caps, Golden Girls every day.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty much how her maternity leave, wasn't it?
Yes, that's exactly how that went. I'm hearing some sweet, sweet saxophone, so that probably means it's time for another break.
Trombone, actually.
Trombone? Oh, sorry.
I can barely hear it.
It was a horned instrument.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. You would know, being part of that symphonic band.
I would.
Coleman Community Symphonic Band. You may need to look about joining that. Maybe they would let you in. But we'll be back with some more random talk about nothing here in a few.
I'm Ed Horrell, author of The Kindness Revolution. If your company's looking for the real key to success in customer service, go no further than these words from author Tom Peters. He says, commit yourself to performing one new 10-minute act of exceptional customer service every day. Induce your colleagues to do the same. In the course of a year, in a 100-person organization, this will result in 24,000 new acts of kindness, and such is the stuff of revolutions. Maybe it's time that we become revolutionaries on our jobs. There are ways to do this, and they're simple. They only require a change of attitude. They may result in the most business-affecting decisions a company can ever make. When kindness replaces indifference, tremendous results will follow. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
Are you looking forward to the holiday season? Are you searching for the perfect ingredients for your holiday baking? Chambers Farm and Garden has everything you need to check off your shopping list. They have pecans, raw peanuts, and walnuts for your baking, plus local honey for your sweet treats. Local goat milk soaps and lotions, edelberry syrup, and local herbalist products will delight everyone on your nice list or maybe get you looking and feeling your best this winter. Chambers Farm and Garden also has quality pet foods at great prices, including sweet feed and whole corn. And of course, the one and only Mrs. Joan is there to answer any questions you may have. Chambers Farm and Garden has convenient hours to make your holiday season less stressful. They're open from 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays from 7:30 to 2. They can be reached at 256-734-3594. Or you can stop in and say hello to Mr. Jimmy and Mrs. Joan. Make your holiday shopping season less stressful this year by visiting the store that has helped Coleman grow for more than 50 years, Chambers Farm and Garden.
Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Store is located in the middle of downtown Coleman, conveniently located just a block south of the courthouse. This locally owned business offers friendly, no waiting, personal service. How can it get any better than that? Well, here's how. How about the fact that they even deliver within the city limits of Coleman? You've got a sick kid? Well, what could be better than calling Medical Arts and asking them to deliver the medicine that you need? In fact, I can't think of another pharmacy that does that. They also have a large selection of food for special diets, as well as health, food, oils, and supplements. Flu shots are available, too. They can be reached at 734-4933 or online at medicalartswellnessrx.com. Let Medical Arts Apothecary save your day.
Hey, this is Susan Atkinson with Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Natural Store. We have proudly been serving Coleman and its surrounding areas for over 60 years, and we appreciate your continued business.
We waited all through the year for the day to appear. We could be together in harmony.
I don't guess we can call this new, can we?
No, I don't think so. But we enjoy it.
It's not from 1935. I mean,
yeah, that counts. But yeah, I mean,
is that Rod Stewart?
So close. Bryan Adams.
No.
Oh, is it really
that close? I do have, yeah, because they sound a lot alike. But I do have the cheat sheet in front of me, so
yeah. Mm. Yeah, you, the knower of all things. Anyhow, we were talking about a lot of random stuff. If you'd like to add to or change entirely our subject matter, you can always comment on Facebook. Nikki's keeping up with the Facebook messages or comments. And then the telephone number is 256-737-9505. Yeah, you'll have that committed to memory in no time. That's why I say it. That's why I say it in my radio voice, is because I have memorized it. Like I'm really close to being able to, commit the Dr. Fuller commercial that Jay does straight from memory, because it always seems when I get in the truck, that's the commercial that's playing is the Dr. Fuller.
Because he says something about the street signs.
Looking a little fuzzy.
Yes.
The person who wrote that commercial, by the way, who was not me, wanted me to pass along to Josh that she's in total agreement on live action Lion King.
Oh yeah, I figured she would, and I thought about that as she was telling me she was leaving, and I'm like, man, tonight would have been a really good. So we'll talk about this next week, and maybe she'll be able to stay with us next week. But the live action stuff, I'm not a huge fan of it. Maleficent was good, it was really good, but I think it was also a different spin.
The Eagles Come Home for Christmas. That's not considered an old one. Well, it's not as old as some of the ones from the 30s.
Yeah, but the old ones are the popular ones. It was my point earlier. It's like the older ones were the top 40.
I don't want to talk too much about, you know, that paid music subscription that's in a lot of our cars, but like they divide their channels up. You can go with the oldies channel, the newbie channel, or the middle of the road channel.
Mm-hmm.
This year they've got a Mannheim Steamroller channel, which Melissa and I have determined they play like four songs.
I'm not fancy enough to have that in my vehicle.
No.
The HD radio. There's what a.
Talking about. Oh, I thought it was XM.
No, I'm actually talking about XM.
Oh, I thought you were talking about HD radio.
No, not quite that fancy. I don't know what that is. And the other channel that we were a little amused by, the Hallmark channel, which was playing all music.
Because I'm not a fan of Hallmark movies.
Okay. So
when you hear Hallmark, you don't think of music. You think of movies.
Oh, yeah. You think of movies. I think of cards. Because let's not forget that's where Hallmark started.
Cards.
Cards.
Yeah.
And,
cards.
And now they've just hired the
four actors to do all the movies.
Dang it. You beat me to it. I'm like Melissa Joan Hart, the oldest daughter from Full House.
Candace.
And
something.
Well, Josh, it looks like your wife is trying to run the show from Facebook. So while she's talking about the Eagles, let's ask her the Eagles trivia question of the week. Where is the Eagles Seven Bridges Road? Where is it located?
Oh, I don't think she'll know that one.
Let's see.
I don't know that one either. She's probably going to Google it and then try to slam it in there like a master. And I'm like, nah.
She's going to be like, I don't believe this. No, this can't be true. No.
No. She does like the Eagles.
But when she finds that out, it will blow her mind.
I'm going to say it's either Arizona or California.
Oh, Arizona is a good guess, though, because standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Yep. Yeah. Or Hotel California.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good. Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
I love a good pun. Yeah, right. I made you double guess it. Speaking of.
In Alabama somewhere?
Yes.
That's
no
my husband.
Way. Look at Luke. I
he
need
knows
to,
everything.
He really does know a lot.
I feel like we're the SEC championship game. Stay tuned. We'll tell you the answer in a few minutes.
Yeah. Right. Our, we do have an insurance company. We should totally set that up for sports next year. Do a trivia question with an insurance company. That would be hilarious. All right, I'm Dylan. If you're out
Christina
there listening,
Christina and the rest of y'all, when you get a chance, go to our Facebook page because I posted about that like 2 days ago.
Oh,
the Seven
Christmas.
Bridges Road.
Okay. Oh, oh. Seven Bridges Road. Okay, I thought you were still talking about Christmas. Stuff.
Just outside of Montgomery.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Sweet. Yeah, I like the Eagles. You
and while your mind's being blown, that was not an original Eagles song. They covered it.
See, I wonder how old the original was. That may get back into my forte. My theory about all good Christmas music is old. I'm sorry,
what
it's
were
true.
You gonna say a minute ago?
Okay,
and so, we've gone full circle again.
Yeah. Christina said it was talking about the Eagles and how much she loves the Eagles and whatever. Mm-hmm. You are super excited about. A group that's because we've got like 5 minutes left. In
yes,
the show. You're super excited about a concert. Concerts are something that we talk about on this show all the time. It seems like, who is it that's coming to? Is it Pelham?
Oak Mountain, wherever Oak Mountain Amphitheater is.
Yep, it's the old Verizon
Wireless. Yep. Yes.
So who's coming?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Not just Darius Rutger, but Hootie and the Blowfish
/ Bare Naked Ladies.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, I've got to go now. I have to go
now. I'm a little
now.
Amused by it. I kind of rolled my eyes when I saw the Hootie announcement, but what, really? Bare Naked Ladies is going to go with them
ladies.
Too?
And the only way that that gets better is if like Bowling for Soup rolls with them. I'm like,
oh my
all
gosh.
Of my favorite theme songs come from those two groups. But Bare Naked Ladies did
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Sorry. Just going to fill you in. That concert.
Best music
I have
video
to go to now.
Ever.
Yes.
Actually, hang on. Well, I'll tell y'all keep talking. I'm telling you.
Okay. But this is a must see for you, right?
Yeah. This is like bucket list.
Really?
I love Darius Rucker because I love country music. Sorry back there. But oh my gosh. I like whenever it popped up on my phone, mm-hmm. I went nuts.
Oh,
at
did
work.
You find this one kind of naturally where it's just like, hey, guess who's coming to
102.5, I think, shared it. Okay. And I was like, I immediately called Luke. He didn't answer. I texted him and I was like, it's not an emergency, but I need you to call me back immediately.
Right, so have you already looked up tickets on how much they are?
No, they don't go on sale until 12 o'clock Friday.
12 o'clock Friday. Okay. So where are you wanting to sit?
Lower section.
No.
Or backstage if I, you know.
Yeah. So there's only one way to get backstage here, Jay. We need you to pull some strings. That's what we need.
I will work so hard.
We will do some interviews.
I actually did that. It was not hard because I was already buying quite a few tickets from like Ticketmaster and that whole group down there. And I got an email about, hey, you want groups? Here's what you need to do. I'm like, hey, look, dude. I'm a radio station. You want to like hook me up with some backstage? I never heard back.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
I'm going to start tweeting Darius immediately.
Yeah, right. Tell him we'll take him for a round of golf or something.
Oh,
that would be clutch. He loves playing golf. And I'm sure he's never played the wonderful courses that exist in Coleman County.
Terry Pines?
Yeah, who knows? All of them. We'll play all of them. We'll take a tour of Coleman County.
Back to the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
And I'll come in there and do this with y'all at the end of the show because you've only got 4 minutes left. But the funniest music video that I have ever seen is their song. We even play it here, but not many people have heard it, called Odds Are.
Hmm. I do not know it.
I'll come look that up for y'all in a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, after we round up, we'll watch that music video, and then we'll talk to you about how
for all
to
of you
media
members
passes.
Of the class who are listening, go out when the show's over. Don't do it now.
Continue
and look up the video called Odds Are from the Bare Naked Ladies.
Odds Are. But, you know, Bare Naked Ladies did the Big Bang. The reason why I mentioned Bowling for Soup is because they do a bunch of songs for children's cartoon Phineas and Ferb.
They hate did that a lot.
Really?
It's
that's the
so
one I
annoying.
Can stand.
I don't like it.
I like it. You know, the classic tropes of kids doing awesome things.
Little brother and, being annoying.
Yeah,
and
Candace trying to bust them, and it never really happens. It's like the cringy stuff that happens in I Love Lucy episodes. Do you not like I Love Lucy?
No, I love I Love
okay,
Lucy.
Well, then it's the same
her
thing.
Antics.
Oh, gosh. I almost couldn't watch I Love Lucy a lot of times. Yeah, no. I didn't really care for Darius Rutger. For a while, but I've really kind of warmed up. Like a lot of his newer stuff, I really liked. There's I didn't care for his
Wagon Wheel
song.
I love it.
I prefer the original better. But all of his other stuff has been great.
Yeah,
he released a song not too long ago, and I really like it. But now I don't remember what it is because I don't listen to that station very much anymore.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I've got a different lead preset in my car. It's Live 95.5, Coleman's independent radio station. Tonight.
Woo! Wow.
Tonight, make it your number one preset. Don't order them. Don't order them by numerical order. My wife looking at you. Put us first and foremost in your thoughts, minds, hearts, and presets. I covered
wow.
Double bases there. Yeah. Put us in the left ventricle of your heart and the number one preset. But that's pretty much it for tonight. We've covered a lot of things. We've covered former President Bush, the 12 million pounds of beef that have been recalled. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everyone rushing to their refrigerator to try to find out if they're got some E. coli in their fridge right now. And what else did we cover? We talked about Home Alone because it's that time of year again.
Maybe live action movie. Action
live
movies.
Action movies for sure. But it's been a stuff. Is this like Flight of the Bumblebee? Is that what this is? It's just buzzing going through my ear?
I thought it was wind at first.
In a room?
Well,
in a
there's windows
room?
Right behind
okay,
me.
All right.
I guess you're supposed to think it's a Baptist church, but it's actually not.
Christina's not sorry for the numerical order.
I know she's not. She's
OCD for
different.
Life.
Yeah, she's different that way. But
we love her nonetheless.
What is? Yeah, I guess I should include that. What is this, Jay?
Give it a minute.
I don't have a minute. I've got 10 seconds.
Sure, you do.
I mean, I
actually, the clock says you have 10 seconds, but you know, the computer's not going to cut you off.
No, they're not. Where do I know this? I know this already.
I would be surprised if you knew this.
But who is it? I like this version so far.
I actually bought this album for my mom for Christmas like a decade ago.
Oh, while we're listening to this in the background. It's Jingle Bells something by somebody. Christina did mention that Katy Perry released a Christmas song recently. Mm-hmm. And her thoughts are the same as my thoughts. It's trash. It's awful. Yeah, well,
if you want to hear the good stuff, you need to tune in here.
Really, you do.
We don't play no Katy Perry.
Starting what, the 17th?
I don't think. I don't know. I don't actually program the music, so I don't know.
But the Katy Perry song, just to prove that it's kind of rough around the edges, Amazon Alexa, they run commercials where they play like audio from someone singing. They did it with I think Ariana Grande and somebody. No, it was
Imagine Dragons.
Yep, they did Imagine Dragons. They also did your band of the week,
Queen.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
Very nice.
From,
very nice.
From I think we are the champions. And his audio sounded awesome. All of them sounded great alone. They pulled from Katy Perry's Christmas song and included the auto-tune when they pulled her audios, and you can super tell. It's like a head nod.
They did it on purpose.
Going all the way back to 1968, this is Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Yep.
Let's close with that one. Let's just finish.
Actually, we're going to close with the Bare Naked Ladies and Odds Are. So this is where you say, bye, everybody.
Oh, good night. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, later.
Sounds pretty frightening, but you know the chances are so small. Stuck by a bee sting, nothing but a bee sting. Better chance you're gonna buy it at the mall. But it's a 23 or 4 to 1 that you can fall.